Yeah, hi, Congresswoman. Thank you for taking my question. I appreciate it. One of the previous questioners touched on this a little bit, but I kind of wanted to take it in a little bit of a different direction. As a Democratic Muslim American woman of color in Congress, you've been a target of the president and his supporters frequently over the past 4 years. I'm curious how that weighed on you yesterday as the angry mob made its way into the Capitol building. If you could give me some perspective on that, please.
That's a heavy question. Let me see if I can find a proper way to answer that. I think for me, for a really long time, I have felt the threat and the weight of what it meant to be targeted by the President of the United States. And although I have appreciated the support of my constituents and the public, many of my colleagues have not fully understood just how insightful and dangerous the president could be and what it really meant to people like the groups of the Proud Boys when he told them to stand down and stand by, and how they could someday find themselves as the targets of the president, and how serious those threats could be, as they have been for me. And yesterday, to sit in my office, to watch other buildings being evacuated, to hear about the bombs and explosives that were being found and being disposed of, and to be rushed out of my office and to later go back to the Capitol, speak with my colleagues who were in the Capitol and found themselves face to face with a very dangerous mob. It really is something to behold. I, you know, in ways feel vindicated as someone who's raised the alarm. In some way feel saddened that what we thought could be possible has been made possible. You know, I've heard many of my colleagues yesterday speak about, anecdotally, what transpired yesterday, transpiring in other countries. And, you know, we are not like other countries. We are the United States of America. And if what happened yesterday was happening in any other country, leaders in the United States would be calling for the resignation of that president. They would be calling for an expulsion of, you know, the members of that body that did what members of our body did. And, you know, there would be support for that nation from the United States to forcefully deal with the people who were responsible for that attempted coup. And we find ourselves still talking about how, you know, our nation has been divided, how, you know, it's been a hard year filled with unrest and riots. This is not similar to anything that has been happening throughout the year. This is very different. It's precisely different. This is a targeted attempt to cause harm to those who have taken an oath to serve our country. And the response needs to be different. I can't really express how torturous it is for me as someone who was not only born in another country, but who spends a significant time in other countries and pays attention to what's happening internationally, to now know that there are members of Congress whose lives have been changed forever by a physical threat we have all felt that came because of a president of our country telling people they had to do everything that they can in order to keep him in office. It's not only intolerable, it's shameful, and we should all be embarrassed and angry as a nation that this could ever take place here.
Congresswoman, thank you for sharing your perspective on that. I greatly appreciate it.